This is URN.
So 16-year-old long-distance runner Inez Fitzgerald has turned down the chance to compete in the World Cross Country Championships. This is because the contest will be held in Australia, which is thousands of miles from her home in Devon. Inez says she cannot justify flying in a climate crisis. And she's written a letter to British Athletics where she wrote that travelling fills her with deep concern. But the response from British Athletics has been muted. The organisation's declined to comment. So what do people think then? Do we think that it's right for athletes to turn down travelling to world sporting events because they're concerned about carbon emissions? Or do we think that these sort of events should kind of feature the best athletes regardless?
Well, it poses an excellent question, really, about the future of these events. I mean, if she feels like she can't go for the climate crisis, then that's fair to her. I don't think anyone that does go, which will be the majority of athletes that have been invited, should be shamed for going. I think it's nice that we have world athletics or any sporting championships that involve countries from across the world. Naturally, of course, if you're going to have countries from across the world in a country, they're going to have to get there somehow. And in when lots of people have busy lives, flying is the easiest way to get there. So I think this would be a I doubt this particular incident will spark a broader conversation, but it probably will happen at some point about these sort of things. About also commercial flying as well for holidays and things. So yes, in short, we are in a climate crisis. Not flying is one of the easiest, I suppose, things for most people to not do to improve the situation. But on the bigger, on in terms of the what would be lost in terms of the global unity in sport, I don't know. I wouldn't, if someone said, "Oh, I've flown to Australia to compete in a sporting competition," I'm not going to sit there and go, "Naughty you for damaging the planet." Basically, in short,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really bold of her to do it. As well, it says that she's 16 years old, so that's like, you know, it's quite brave. I think it's nice that you do see people taking a stand. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to sort of shame the athletes that do decide to go, but I think it is very good that she is taking a stand, and particularly, like, I don't know. Yeah, like I think it's a nice thing to do. I don't know whether any change will come as a result of it, but it would be nice if we saw other athletes also deciding to do that themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting issue, really, because, like, on one hand, yeah, we've got a climate crisis, and flying all over the place, especially in like sport, seems to be an absolutely like big thing that is overdone, and we should kind of. A governing body should really look at how they organise events and kind of transport their participants and stuff. But equally, I understand that, you know, this is international sports, and sadly, you just, because of how it works, you just can't have them all on your doorstep, because otherwise it will just be, you know, UK or quite Eurocentric, and you kind of need those events spread all over. You know that, but granted, you know, a move like this isn't just specifically that one instance, is kind of part of a more wider issue, is that, as I said, of kind of trying to bring attention to just how, you know, how much a field that is meant to encourage, you know, I don't know, healthy living and healthy lifestyle, how much damage that's kind of bringing to the planet that we all live on. So
yeah, I mean, I think that obviously it's up to her, that, you know, it's obviously her own choice not to participate, and I don't think anybody should criticise her for it. But like you say, I think you've got to accept that when it's international sporting events, they've got to be held all over the world as part of the thing. I think, to be honest, a bigger issue with sport and sort of carbon emissions is when you get cases of, like, say, Premier League football teams flying to matches that are in England, other domestic league matches. I think that's a bigger issue, rather than flying to international sporting events where it's a kind of a necessity, really.
I think equally, though, like, as someone to strike, whilst it is obviously so incredibly bold of someone who's like 16 and therefore still kind of trying to set up a reputation in the sport, it's quite a big move to make. But equally, like if you look at, say, how much money is in like Premier League sport, as you were saying, it's a lot more difficult for all of the football players to be like, well, no, we're not playing this match anymore, because you're saying that we're flying there, right? You know, there'd be so many more repercussions. So it's good to see like people, like young people in sport, kind of trying to take the lead on this, because otherwise I don't think anyone will, because as I said, it's just so full of money.
Yeah, and that point you mentioned, Will, I think in the BBC article it said that Nottingham Forest flew to Blackpool.
That's just so...
Which is, it's a 20-minute flight when they could have easily gone by coach. Yeah. But as you say, like Australia, unless you're willing to go old school and go by boat and it yeah. takes months,
yeah.
You're going to have to fly in there.
You know, yeah, that doesn't sound particularly favourable. Then again, we have to be careful of slandering Forest on URN. After
yes,
all,
well,
we don't want to upset Mr. Dom Allen.
I think it's a valid criticism, though, in this game.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I agree. Sorry, Dom. but I don't know. It's I'm just in awe that, like, someone who is obviously, like, making probably what is it, like, you know, first big breaks in something that they're so clearly good at is, like, willing to sacrifice. You know, because it's not just any old, like, Mickey Mouse championship. It is like the World Cross Country Championships. Apologies for a slight offensive language there. It's just, and you know, as she said, I had to make a move. I had to do something just to make sure people were aware of the problem. So I think, you know, reading further into that, it does seem to come from a place of desperation, and if no one else is going to do it, then I will, type attitude. So. I know. It's inspiring, I think. But in terms of wider change, I don't see it particularly going anywhere. It says actually on the BBC article, if you look a bit further down about the how much CO2 flights to from London to Sydney would generate, and it's 2,484 kilograms of CO2 per passenger, and that's just from the burning of the fuel. That's crazy high. So yeah, I can totally understand why someone might slightly be wary of doing that.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.